Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
DeMarcado, the back with Brissett on third down here. Falcons trying to get there with the pressure. Here's Brissett backing up, and he's sacked. And Brandon Dorlus has another one.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning ship. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, Dylon hanging out, playing the tunes, and enjoying a victory Monday here. Look, man, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get to the wake-up call here in 1 second. 404-726-0929. Just a plethora of topics today. This is just kind of a smorgasbord of things that you want to dive in on. If you do want to talk about the Falcons, how about, yeah, smorgasbord, plethora, I don't even know which one.
Plethora?
If you do want to talk about the Falcons, here's the question I want to ask about the Falcons. What's the one thing you couldn't stop thinking about during the game or after the game? I want to call me and tell me, man, I could not stop thinking that we should re-sign Kyle Pitts. Could not stop thinking that, Jeff Olbrich has really turned around this defense. Could not stop thinking about how good Brandon Dorlus has been this year.
You got any more? Because I was going
to – you cleared your throat a couple times, so I lost my train of thought, but go ahead.
The Kyle Pitts one is just we have to be take a step back and not be prisoners of the moment. Now, I'll tell you that he's playing like a – I've never seen him –
man possessed.
I've never seen him play, and I've watched this guy's whole career since college, and I've never seen him play with the ruthless aggression, as Vince McMahon would say, that he is playing with. And that's what it is. And it's not – it's a different – it's like – it's almost like someone's took something from him, right? Like, you know, like, or like, there's something was done to him.
Well, they were about to take his spot on the roster if he didn't play well down the stretch. So that's one thing. That's how I've always looked at it.
Well, that still might be a thing. It's
like you get to that point where you're like, you know what, I actually really do like playing football for the Falcons, and I like living here. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should, take things up a notch.
Just remember, though. Remember, Cincinnati's living proof. You can't keep everybody.
I know it.
And when it comes down to it, if I'm keeping guys, of the three offensive players that you would talk, he's third. He's my third option.
I agree with you on that. 404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in on that or any of the other topics that we are getting into today. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Before we get there, let's hit some headlines.
Yes, here are the headlines. Before you clock in, Alabama overcame a 17-0 deficit to beat number 8, Oklahoma, in the first round of the college football playoffs, 34-24. Ole Miss beat Tulane 41-10, which means that LSU has to pay Lane Kiffin $250,000 for that bonus. The Hawks lost to the Bulls last night, 152-150. They'll face them again tomorrow night. And tonight, 49ers will take on the Colts on Monday Night Football. Coverage starts right here on 92.9 The Game at 7 o'clock.
404-726-0929. It is time for the wake-up call. Look, always trying to celebrate the Falcons' victory Monday, whether or not you feel good about this team or not, and the fact that we're not going to be involved in the playoffs coming up. If you want to talk about college football playoff, if you just want to tell me simply what your kids told Santa they wanted for Christmas, love to hear from you here on this beautiful Monday. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. Let's talk to Jacob. Jacob is in Dawsonville. Jacob, what's up, man? Happy Monday.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Merry Christmas. Kind of want to second the Kyle Pitts thing right off the bat. I think if you looked at the grand scheme of things and the big picture, obviously you need to kind of think back from day one to where he's at now. Obviously playing great football right now, but, you know, blind squirrel can find a nut every now and then. So who knows if that's the case or if he's just flat out going to be like this going forward, or at least a version of this. Question I had for you guys, question I had kind of out loud. Saw yesterday, seen in previous weeks. Offensively, we get in fourth down, short yardage area. It's dive up the middle, draw up the middle. Motions are kind of all over the place. Looks like there's like some confusion. Kind of curious why we continue to do that. I'm not sure what the analytics say, but I watched two consecutive fourth and I think two or less yard shortage situations yesterday where we're trying to run the ball up the middle with Algier. And we fumble one, looked like it was either a miscommunication in motion or a miscommunication in letting him get past to hand the ball off. And then secondly, I mean, you go hand it off again. Tyler's obviously a big bruiser back. I think everyone kind of figures on fourth and short when you're in I or any type of formation of that nature, he's probably going to try to get the ball at the middle. And I don't see a lot of success about it. So I'm just curious.
I think – There's a lot of different directions to go here. Here's the one point I want to make, and then I'll let you answer this question. They have tried just about everything on short yardage. I will give them credit. Nobody has called earlier more often for Zach Robinson's job than me, and I hate the way this run game has been designed. But this is an offense that, first of all, yesterday's the first time I can remember in recent history that you ran two quarterback sneaks on short yardage.
Yeah.
You also have tried things where you put Javon Gwynn in the backfield and used offensive linemen as fullbacks. You tried to throw the ball to Jake Matthews. They have tried a number of different things. The one frustrating thing I keep coming back to is, and Chris Lindstrom's listed at 310, dude. He is not 310. If you pay your right guard $20 million, he better be able to move somebody on short yardage plays, and he can't get it done right now. That's one of the more frustrating things about this team.
There was complaining when we were running stuff off tackle and like pitches and like getting fancy with your fourth and shorts, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing the last caller was complaining, but now there's complaining that we're running up the middle. I would actually tell you that's your best option of getting it on a short yardage is just go ahead and hit. But the problem is you're not built, as you've put it, you're not built for short yardage situations. You're not. And the reason you were successful on the sneaks was because of the way they lined up. They left a bubble, as Arch calls it, like a bubble. So basically the center, Neusel, was uncovered. So when he's uncovered in that situation, angle and Kirk goes with him.
Yep.
And you take that vacated area. You're not built for short yardage. Your best situation is to just try to let Algier ram it forward for that yard instead of bouncing stuff out, unless you're just going to throw the football, and we've seen that not work, and then we're upset because we threw it on fourth and short.
Yeah,
so
I'll let you kind of finish my line of thinking on this, but Arthur Smith is what built this ground game. He's the one that put all these pieces in place to run the ground game that we have. What did Arthur Smith do on short yardage situations? He didn't run it up the middle. He ran a quarterback play, a read option, and a lot of times Desmond Ridder would be running towards the pylon or whatever else was necessary on these plays. We don't do that, and that's one of the frustrating things about the way this offense is put together is that Kirk's never going to do that. That's why you've seen Felipe Franks come in on short yardage and you know run read option or run the quarterback sneak. So I'll give them credit. They are trying and trying and trying to design different ways to get it done, and I've seen it over the last few weeks. There are times yesterday, though, when I wish they would have gone back to quarterback sneak, and whether with Kirk or somebody else on the roster, and tried to get it done that way.
And you need Penix when he comes back. Whatever you're going to be, you've got to put that back in your game plan.
All right, let's try to get a couple more quick calls in here. Let's go to Jasmine from Clayton County. Jasmine, what's going on?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Mike Mafia.
You love to hear it on a Monday, baby.
We
Let's go.
Whooped the Chi-Chi Birds in Arizona. We were the hunter. They were the prey. So I'm happy we got that done. But, Mike, you said something about the playoffs, and I got a scenario for you. I want you to mull this over.
Go ahead.
Too, Bo, because I know Bo going to throw his 2 cents in, and I love it, right? Let's say we all go 8-9. Let's say we win out, the Panthers lose out, and the Bucs drop the game to the Dolphins, but they beat the Panthers essentially the last game of the season. And we're all 3-3 in the division. Now, I know the Panthers swept us. But they didn't beat the Saints. The Saints swept them. So we beat the Saints and sweep the Saints. Wouldn't that kind of negate some things? But the kicker is we will have 7 conference wins where the Bucks and the Panthers will have 6 conference wins. So by default, even though we tie in the division and be 8-9, wouldn't we still make the playoffs? And if we do, do we think the ain't Saints? So I hope not. Yeah. But can't wait to be at the game next Monday. I'm a season ticket holder, so I'm looking forward to that. And let me know what you guys think. Y'all have a Merry Christmas. Appreciate and I'm hoping. Yeah.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, man. Appreciate the phone call, and thanks for being a part of the Mafia. What he just said makes sense in a certain couple of directions, although the Saints, we would not have the tiebreaker of the Saints because they're not part of the three-way tie at that point. And I think that's what keeps us out of the playoffs. And, dude, look, the NFL Network is a lot smarter than me.
Yeah,
break the thing down.
There's something about when it's a three-way tie, it's like common opponent, or there's like all kinds of tiebreakers. But we've already got the E. I mean, we've already been eliminated. So yeah. This is no shot. It would just be funny if we all finished 8-9.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think you have to be a part of the three-way tiebreaker if you're going to own the tiebreaker. And Carolina would own the tiebreaker over us having beat us twice. Right. So I think that's what kind of that ends that conversation.
And right now they're 6-4 in conference. So
yeah, appreciate the phone call though, as always. Hey, let's try to get one or two more. Let's go talk to Brad. He's in Villarica.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Mike Poppy.
Let's go. Let's go. I love it.
No, seriously, though, real talk. The Falcons, dude, I appreciate the win yesterday. Thank God we ate those Cardinals, you know, to death. So, but that's real good. That's real good news. But I just want to look forward for next season, you know, because, I mean, this past season, people could say, let's start Kirk Cousins, you know, in the beginning of the season, maybe if our season would have went, you know, better with him at the helm. But it is what it is. Crap happens. Mike, I got a question to ask you, buddy.
Go ahead, man.
Do you honestly think, like, I watched that Alabama and Oklahoma game. If you look where he threw that ball, the quarterback, if you see his eyes going to that left, you know, he didn't look to the right. He didn't look at no other receiver downfield or anything. You know, that receiver was running a streak route. You know, so in my mind, did that quarterback throw that ball to the Alabama defender on purpose?
Oh, Brad, stop. Brad, stop it. Appreciate the phone call, Brad. I was sitting there going, what are you building up to here, Brad? Oh, my God. He said he did it on purpose.
According to Mater,
dear God,
he audibled at the line, and he didn't do a good enough job of getting it to the receivers. And he was basically trying to change the play to like kind of like a little hot route type of like little speed
hot
out.
Route, hot route.
And the receiver didn't get the call. And so he basically took 2 steps and turned and threw it. And when he did, Bammer was sitting there for another pick six. The guy seemed to have the
Xavier
pick six
Brown,
against Tennessee.
He's also the one that the game-sealing interception last year against Georgia. I mean, he's a good player. Can't wait to talk to Arch. And I want to ask him about an interception when Drake London falls down yesterday. That was the one early. God, I just felt like everything was going against us in that game.
That field sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Ding.
Also, make sure to join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting us at the morning shift. It's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. Like Mike mentioned, we do have Dave Archer joining us next to talk about last night's victory on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and it is a Falcons Victory Monday. So, of course, we are bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Look how in sync we are. We did it right.
Closing the year on a high note.
I know. Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, we got back-to-back wins here. Great night for the Falcons, but I do think Kirk Cousins' Christmas suit might be stealing the show on social media today.
he had forgotten to put it on. He had actually put his sweats on to go home and then got a text, I believe, from me, because it's his wife who had gotten the outfit for him. He got a text from, I think, her or someone in the team with the team had gotten a text and said, hey, has he got his suit on? And so he had to completely strip down because he was right to come out to talk to us post-game. He had his, you know, like I said, his travel sweats on. He had to take everything back off and put on his suit. But, yeah, he looked pretty good. Looked
smart,
pretty, pretty Christmassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wife text Matt Haley was a story. Arch, I remember that's what he told you during your interview with him. Look, let's talk about Bijan Robinson. I feel like he's kind of gotten lost here in the fray a little bit with this Kyle Pitts hoopla, how good Kyle's played, and we can get to that in a minute. But Bijan Robinson with another 168-yard day. He just you remember watching a player like this? We've seen some good players. I know you've seen a lot of good players in your time, but this guy's just different, man.
Yeah, well, he's a special guy, and we're getting a chance to witness him here in an Atlanta Falcon uniform. There's only a couple of guys as Falcons that have done some of the stuff that he's doing. The 2,000 yards now from scrimmage, which he fell just short of last year with that outstanding performance he had a year ago. So, we're fortunate to see it, and I don't know that he's getting lost in it. I would be stunned if someone is missing the fact that number 7 is the driving force as to why we're in position to win the last two games, and we've been in position to win 4 or 5 other games is because of the way he's played. But it's just fun to watch a guy that is as humble and as team-oriented as he is have these unbelievable performances, and really seems like each day or each game we see him do something, you think, wow, did he just do that? I think I commented, one of the runs looked like you were down at the MARTA station and there's a bunch of people getting off the bus, getting off the train, and he was trying to get on the train, trying to dodge through all the people, making everybody miss. It was just another great performance by him.
I absolutely loved that metaphor when you utilized it on the game yesterday. Arch, I want to talk a little bit about Jeff Olbrich's defense. I think I would have bet my house. You and I talked about it in the pregame. I think I would have bet my house that Trey McBride would have had more than 27 yards receiving yesterday. And we kind of threw back and forth, you know, how much do you blitz? How much do you attack Jacoby Brissett? How much do you sit back? It seemed to me that Jeff Olbrich found the right balance. Jacoby Brissett on his season low in starts of passing yards yesterday. They did a really nice job. Even the Michael Wilson touchdown was great coverage by Kobe Bryant. It just seems like they had it all put together yesterday.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. I thought that there was a nice blend. They really did struggle again with the interior run game, you know, and that was one that maybe you're trying to pick and choose what you're going to take away. You can't take away everything. So are you going to be able to live with the fact that they're going to be able to, you know, hit you a little bit in the run game? And I thought that was a little bit disappointing that they were able to touch them up in the run game. But they seemed to have the answer for McBride. McBride was the one guy in the passing game you felt like could maybe be a guy that put numbers up that was probably going to affect the game. And four catches for 27 yards. Ultimately, Jesse Bates ended up on him in a couple of big moments, and Jesse made a point of him hearing about it. But he had been a guy that they'd moved around a ton, put in a lot of different places, and it just looked like that the defense was dialed in. We're going to talk to Jesse today on our player spotlight on the coaches show. I'm excited to talk to him because you don't see him get that animated. And I thought that McBride said something to him on one of the plays, and Bates made it a point that he was going to shut him down if he had him in his area. And as it turned out, it was on the exact same drive. There were two or three plays where, and Bates dropped the hammer on him in the end zone on a play that probably should have been a touchdown. So it was fun to watch the group help shut McBride down. And then, you know, you guys had talked all week long about how good Brissett had been, and talked about it in the pregame show. He was completing about 67% of his passes. And last I checked, I don't know, you guys can look at the numbers, I think he was right at 50%, which meant you created a lot more problems just distributing the ball to anybody. And that, a lot of that had to do with being able to pressure with three with four and occasionally five. But it didn't seem like they turned up the heat too much on him. They did a couple times, but it was a really nice mix and blend by Jeff Olbrich.
Well, Arch, like Bo said, and I think this was a scientific word, there's been a lot of hoopla around a Kyle Pitts as of late. For good reason, something seems to have unlocked for him. What do you think is gelling for Kyle as of late?
Yeah, I don't know if somebody took a leak in his oatmeal in the morning or what, but he was pissed off. You know, it's just that's what he plays angry, and that's the best way I can describe it. I don't know, Mike, I don't know if you've seen another player kind of flip a switch like this, but he's just playing like he's mad. And I talked to him again the post game after the game. I go, dude, whatever you're doing, you know, keep doing what you're doing. He says, well, I've talked to you the last couple of weeks. You know, he and I've had a couple of private conversations, and nothing that inspiring or anything like that. I'm not reading him from some inspirational book or anything to get him to do anything. It's just, he says, I got to talk to you every week, so I'm going to make sure talk to him. Obviously, a big one coming up on Monday night against arguably the best team in the NFC with the Rams coming in. We're going to need him to play angry again because he certainly has done that.
Well, there you have it. If we can blame Arch for Kyle Pitts not playing angry the last 4 years. So I blame you, Arch. We're always looking for one person to blame. But on the same level, kind of in line with what Ali's saying with the question, yesterday – Drake London returns 17 targets between he and Kyle Pitts. What did you see in what Zach Robinson was doing to kind of showcase both of these guys being on the field together with this new version of Kyle Pitts?
Well, I thought he did a good job of getting back to some of the stuff he did early in the year. Remember, we talked a little bit about this on you guys' show this last week. We talked about a little bit about it maybe in the pregame where he put them on the same side of the field. Some would say, hey, let's get one on one side, one on the other, and now you got to make a choice. Well, he's making people make choices with those two guys on the same side of the field. So I thought that there was some of that. I think he blended a little bit of what Drake had been doing for Drake, and then he blended in some of the stuff he'd been doing for Drake and had Kyle doing it. So I think that he mixed the opportunities up for both guys. But Drake didn't have a great game yesterday. I thought he He looked rusty. I thought that he looked a little bit hampered with what the knee was giving him. We saw him come in and out of the game. He dropped an early pass over the middle that was probably about a 20-yard gain that we just don't see him. He dropped those passes. I thought a couple of his routes, especially one-on-one on the boundary with his size, I thought he did a poor job of releasing up the field and creating space for Kirk to throw the football to him. So I don't think we got the actual Drake London that we're used to seeing. That'll be fun if he can get back to full health before the end of the year, and that may not be the case. We have to wait till next season, and hopefully Kyle's a part of that next season. So there's a lot of questions to ask in the offseason, but I don't know that we got the full complement of the two. But I do think, getting back to what you were talking about, I think Zach Robinson mixed some of those opportunities that he normally has exclusively for Drake and mixed him in for Kyle.
I'm glad you said that, Arch, because I've been really hard on Zach, and I've been frustrated at times with the play design, you know, much less the play calling. It's left me frustrated and kind of wanting more, but I got to give him credit, not just yesterday, but over the last couple of weeks, we've seen some stuff mixed in that we haven't seen all year. You actually made a comment yesterday that you think this might be the first time we've run two quarterback sneaks in the same game in quite a while. You also had some heavy looks, some unbalanced stuff, some jumbo. I just think he's doing a really nice job the last couple of weeks of finding different ways to get the playmakers the ball. And what have you seen that's kind of unlocked Zach Robinson in that way? Is it just simply now, you know, Kirk Cousins under center and we can do some different things? Or do you think Zach has really, you know, dug a little bit deeper into the bag of tricks?
Yeah, I think it's all of that, Mike. I think that, you know, he's just in his second year. I think that we expected him to come in and be an aficionado and call in plays. And certainly if you've been given an offensive coordinator job in the National Football League, you'd like to think your guy is pretty dialed in and be able to create a game plan week to week. And I think that there's been some growth for him as well. Understanding the personnel, understanding what guys can and can't do, understanding what he can get away with as a play caller. We got to give him some semblance of credit in the fact that he's been dancing between two quarterbacks for the last two seasons. Obviously, both seasons, he's had two different guys squeezing the trigger in there and two kind of very different guys in what they can do. You got a veteran player that understands getting the ball out on time, doesn't have a big arm, and you got another guy, a young guy, who's got a cannon for an arm that seems to wait and maybe not get off his first read to the second read. So there's a lot going on there that he's trying to negotiate to get the right play call. And then some of the stuff that's gone on with some of the personnel, some of the guys that have played well, like last year and Mooney and what Ray Ray were able to do. And then this year, those two guys really haven't done very much. So you've had to adjust to that as well, too. So I think there's been a little bit of a dance in how he's called the game because of the personnel, but also his growth as well. I thought he did a couple of good things to get Bijan on the perimeter. We talked a little bit about some of the motions where he's creating opportunities for to kind of shrink the coverage, if you will, down where the outside defender kind of shrinks down with motion that's coming towards the formation. And then all of a sudden, Bijan Robinson's outflanks the coverage by getting out on the perimeter. I thought there were a couple of those plays where he created space for Bijan out in the flat, over 90 yards receiving for your running back. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. And, again, it's almost like, you know, the reason we haven't won the ton of some of these games we should have won early on in the year is there's a lot of things to point to. But certainly in the last couple of weeks, it's been fun to watch these guys operate at a good level.
Well, Dave, I know you've been busy. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
Ooh,
yeah, the Christmas shopping's done. Did a little bit out in Arizona. I went out a couple of days early, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
Saw my son out there, which was pretty cool to be able to go out and visit with him. But, yeah, everything's locked and loaded. We've taken care of all that. It's easier nowadays than it used to be, Allie, because you can push a button on your phone,
yeah,
and the next thing you know, something arrives about 3 days later.
Attaboy.
Arch, make sure you have that Al Davis starter kit on Monday night for the Rams game. I think it might have been good luck.
Yeah, I'm just glad they didn't put me next to the Hobbit on the way back, because he had a tendency to eat all the little things that they put in your seat and stuff like that. So I appreciated that.
You asked for that, man.
I know. Look, what's an interview with Arch if he doesn't take a shot at me? I mean, I had to pull it out of him. He's a little tired.
Tough times. We're all tired.
By the way,
I want to give Bo credit. I didn't go with him to the stadium because he goes over and he does the pregame show with Mike much earlier than we used to go over it together previous years, and he walked the field. And there was you guys had a conversation in pregame about the field, the sloppiness of the field. He's the one that checked that out, and as it turned out, it came out, it played out. There was some stuff that happened. London fell down, it resulted in an interception, but there was some other plays. So his scouting on the field was top notch. So let's give him credit for that.
There you go.
Yep.
I'm the grass scout for the team.
Well, Arch, thanks so much for the time. I hope you can get some extra sleep today. And we won't get to talk to you on Friday, but hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Allie, and to Grant and everybody out there that's listening. Merry Christmas to you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Arch.
Appreciate it. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. We will talk to him a week from today. And coming up, we'll get one last look at this Falcons victory over the Cardinals, and we've got a life of squid.
Yeah, I think Baby Gate kicked my ass over the weekend. We'll talk about it next morning. It's just Sports Radio 99 The Game. And
the Odyssey app.
London. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And Mooney to the left, tight end, and two tight ends. Warner and Pitts to the right. Robinson's alone, set back on first and 10. Play fake it is to Bijan. Kirk trying to cut it loose, shoots it upfield. Robinson the catch. 50, near side 40, 35, 30, 25, and knocked out of bounds near the Arizona 22-yard line is Bijan Robinson.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. About to cover this Falcons victory Monday. We've also got A Life of Squid. Have you guys seen on Netflix the show they are pushing right now called What's in the Box with Neil Patrick Harris?
No.
So basically, that's the game. What's in the box? You try to figure it out. But there are two former Falcons cheerleaders on it right now, Macy and Jasmine. They met when they were rookies, And they have won some incredible prizes on this show. Have you seen it, Dylan?
No, but is it basically the game where you like can't look in the box, you have to like feel with your hands and guess? Oh, it's not that.
No, okay. It's kind of like a game show. There's games different you've been things.
Bro, that's a game that a lot of people play.
They do.
Okay.
You ain't about to pause me for that. Nah, I ain't going for it.
But all weekend, Grant and I were watching the show, and like it's the first show in a while that have made us go like, no, oh, and we're like audibly like screaming at the TV. So yesterday I was at the Falcons watch party at Dylan's and there were Falcons cheerleaders there. And it's like, have you guys seen Macy and Jasmine on this show? And they're like, oh my gosh, we just did an alumni event. They were there. They can't tell us anything.
No.
Because there's still an episode to go.
But
they're like, everyone is so excited for them, but we don't know whether they won or not.
I'm trying to decide if I want to go watch this or not.
You should.
How many things of French fries do you give it?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 French fries?
Yeah, no, like I'm going to go home today and we're going to watch the final episode that we have.
It's a lot of French fries.
All right, but this is tough though, because if you give it 10 out of 10, are you sure you want to give it 10 out of 10? If I go home and I don't like it, then all of a sudden your French fry ratings mean nothing in the future.
Here's what I'll say about it. It's something you can scroll on your phone and you're not going to miss anything. Like you can keep, it's a good background show.
Good background show.
It's good for like couples to watch, families to watch. It's fun.
Okay.
It's just dumb trivia. Like put these celebrities in order in ages, oldest, youngest. And so, you know, you kind of talk about it. And then basically you answer trivia questions to open a box.
Okay.
And then you win prizes.
All right, I'm on board with you.
What Macy and Jasmine have acquired, I don't want to tell you guys since you haven't seen it, but dang, they've got some good stuff.
Dang. All right. Now I'm interested.
You notice that Allie's hat, her Christmas hat today, is a baseball cap.
Yeah.
I'm so used to being a beanie or like a headband, but this is a
Santa
straight
baseball hat and with a Santa belt buckle on it.
But it looks like it almost looks like it could be a team hat. It's really, really cool. Like not a Falcons hat, but like
it's my favorite one.
Yeah. I like it.
I was gonna ask, have we seen the most extravagant Christmas hat that you had yet? Have we seen the most extravagant one?
Well, I think the headbands get a little out of sorts. Like I do have one with like elf legs that are upside down. I've kind of avoided wearing that one this year.
Why have you avoided
it's just
that?
Crazy.
Oh no.
It's a crazy hat. I'll wear that. Well, my mother-in-law bought me one to wear tomorrow that lights up.
Nice.
You said something the other day, and I didn't believe you, so I kind of went and did some recon. Allie said that I wasn't on the show. I think Dylan was like, how do you know which one you've worn or something? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, no, it's really scientific. I just throw it in the front seat. And I was like, there's no way that Allie just throws it in the front seat. So like, I got there one day, and she was already here, and I was like,
I gotta take a look.
I looked around, there's nobody in the parking deck, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna check this out. I hope nobody thinks I'm trying to break in her car. And I looked in, and I was like,
there they are. I'm the one that asked for that. I was like, man, I'm so curious. Like, do you have a checklist? Do you just throw them in a clothes hamper? Yeah, there you go.
It's kind of like my car.
It's kind of like what I do when I finish a bottle of water and I'm driving and just throw it in the floorboard.
I can confirm also, I have recon to Bo's truck. He definitely does that. Like, hey, man, I'm gonna ride with you. Oh my God, what is that? Oh, there's like 18 bottles of water down there.
Hey, I just step on them. They're all empty.
Well, as far as the Falcons win last night, 26-19 over the Cardinals, any last thoughts? What haven't we covered about this?
I think just the unluckiness of the two plays that led to the 10-0. Like I said earlier, the slip by Drake London on the interception and the play against Michael Wilson that should have resulted in an incompletion that just bounced off Kobe Bryant's arm. It was unfortunate.
Yeah. I would say enjoy it. I've seen there's things like a lot of people that are happy, but they're also the naysayers and how bad it is for the worst thing ever is winning. Well, no, it's not, because you don't have a first round pick, which is good, because you're the guy that you gave that up for is balled out and has a chance to be defensive rookie of the year. Just enjoy it. Like, you know what? We don't get a lot of these games. We're going to get 17 every year that count, and so you only got a chance to get eight wins this year in total, maybe just seven, but just enjoy them, because you know it's a good week. You get to win, you have a good mindset going into Christmas, and just enjoy the win. I feel like we don't enjoy the little things enough. So I forgot that I wanted to do one story, and I teased another one. So I'm gonna do the tease real quick. Put a baby gate up, and I thought I had it right. You know, you got to obviously prop it in the walls and stuff, and you had to click there was a thing where you snapped the tie that had the actual the gate part that opens, and you were supposed to wait till you were done, and I did, and I thought I had everything right, but then once I did that, now there's a gap at the top of the gate. The bottom of the gate still clicks, but the top of the gate's not clicked. Do you know how it clicks in two spots?
Oh, yeah.
So I think I failed the baby gate. Yeah, but
it's probably not the last time that you'll fail putting something together. I know that I've been there, my friend.
I don't know what I'm going to do to close the gap. Maybe just reinstall it, and then I don't know. I'm meant to figure it out, but I'm not happy with that. Also, for those of you that got done with the college football playoff and decided to or have two TVs and wanted to watch Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua, which seemingly was a waste of time, but it wasn't. I enjoy watching these because they're free, and I like boxing. I like seeing people get hit. I was a hater of the Paul family. I really can't hate their family because the brothers, whatever they are, they're athletic as hell, and they're smart. Because one's became a professional wrestler and does a hell of a job at it, and the other is became
semi-professional
boxer. Boxer, where he makes money. He gets professional boxers paid well.
Tons of money.
And he finally fought someone that was willing to punch him at full force. And I'm not sure Mike Tyson was willing to do that because they were I know that they like each other. And I think Anthony and Joshua did with look, the people that are like, oh, why it was BS because he would have knocked a real fight would have knocked him out in one round. No, that's not true. Because it wasn't these guys are boxers. They're not just brawlers. And Anthony and Joshua showed you he's a boxer. He felt it out and he saw his weaknesses. He minded his time and then boom. But he hit Jake Paul about as hard as you can get hit in the jaw by the discrepancy in weight. And he dropped Jake Paul. But Jake Paul didn't get knocked out. He broke his jaw. But you got to give Jake Paul credit for stepping in the ring with, at one point in time, considered the best boxer, heavyweight boxer in the world at one point in time. Not saying he is now. And he took a hell of a shot and didn't get knocked out. And even his face, Mike, we were talking about in the break, his face looked of one like, I'm not, like, blown away, but that guy hits hard.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like he was like,
ooh,
done.
Oh, snap. That's what that feels like. Jeez.
Yeah. It's that awakening when a bigger guy makes contact with you in some kind of way, and you're like, I felt that one?
Yep.
Boy, he felt that one. He's going to feel it when his jaw's wired shut for the next few weeks.
No doubt, man.
He's going to eat soup for Christmas, Allie.
Everybody does want to hate the Pauls, but, man, they have earned some respect. They have.
Can you hate them? If you want to hate them, can you at least respect what they do? Like, yeah. They took being morons on the internet to another level where they're now professional athletes.
It's true. Well, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Same to you.
Enjoy your time off.
Thank you for the almond joys.
Enjoy those or leave them out for Santa. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
just enjoy the win. We don't get a lot of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.